From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. There are more questions about the health of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. A South Korean broadcaster says Kim has life-threatening pancreatic cancer. Seoul's YTN TV says its report is based on information gathered by Chinese and South Korean intelligence sources. Kim is widely thought to have suffered a stroke last year. His health is a closely guarded secret. President Obama still says he wants Congress to overhaul the health care system before lawmakers leave for their August recess. But on the Sunday talk show, senators of both parties sounded doubtful. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
A reporter asked the president Friday if the deadline was do or die.
I never believe anything is do or die. But I really want to get it done by the August recess.
Sunday on NBC, Democrat Charles Schumer was more cautious.
We expect the House and Senate to have passed bills, yes.
But he didn't say they'd have a final version. Over on ABC, Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin wasn't even that positive.
The Senate should move in an expeditious way to finish our committee hearings, bring this bill to the floor before the August recess.
On CNN, Republican Senate Whip John Kyle was pleased to predict delay.
The longer it hangs out there, the more the American people are skeptical, anxious.
And Democrat Kent Conrad, also on CNN, wondered why the rush.
Congress is going to be in session until Christmas Eve.
And then there's always 2010. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Two U.S. Marines have been killed in a bomb blast in Afghanistan as thousands of Marines push a massive offensive against the Taliban. The BBC's Martin Patience is in Kabul.
American troops are focusing their efforts on the eastern border with Pakistan and in the south of the country, where the insurgency is at its strongest. Currently, 4,000 U.S. Marines are conducting an operation in the southern province of Helmand. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan, Stanley McChrystal, is carrying out an urgent review of the military campaign here. He admits the coalition forces aren't winning in many parts of the country.
The BBC's Martin Patience reporting. Recovery efforts continue in northern Utah for three people buried in their home after a massive mudslide swept through their neighborhood. James Nelson reports from Salt Lake City.
Investigators say a lower portion of a mountain may have given way first, followed by the rupture of an irrigation canal. Then the upper section of the same mountain may have ripped loose. Mud, water, rocks, trees, and debris started rolling down the mountainside and into a nearby neighborhood. 15 homes were evacuated, but one home seemed to take a direct hit from the torrent of sludge. It was knocked off its foundation and buried. Logan Fire Chief Mark Meeker says a 39-year-old mother and her two children were inside that home. Neighbors say they saw the family enter the home shortly before the mudslide hit. For NPR News, I'm James Nelson in Salt Lake City.
And you're listening to NPR News. NASA is hoping to get Space Shuttle Endeavour off the ground tomorrow after thunderstorms forced tonight's liftoff to be scrubbed. It was NASA's fourth launch attempt over the past month. Lightning foiled yesterday's attempt, and hydrogen gas leaks caused two postponements last month. Tomorrow's attempt could run up against more bad weather. Gasoline prices have fallen further. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
For the third straight week, gasoline prices fell and at an accelerating pace. The average national retail price of a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline fell by 8 cents to less than $2.54 as of Sunday, according to a survey of service stations around the country commissioned by the American Automobile Association. The prior week, it had fallen by just 2.5 cents. The highest price of $3.28 per gallon was found in Hawaii. Missouri was lowest at $2.29. A year ago, motorists were paying an average of nearly $4.10 at the pump. U.S. light sweet crude closed down 52 cents Friday at $59.89 per barrel, down close to $14 from its June peak. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the decline in gas prices was expected because of the falling crude oil prices.
Crude oil fell twice as much as gasoline did. About half the cut went to motorists, and about 25% each went to refiners and retailers.
Lundberg says she expects gas prices to drop further in the coming weeks. Oil prices, meanwhile, are steady at around $60 a barrel in Monday trading overseas. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.